Now I'm leaving you here until after this. You should mute yourself.
Plus it says in Parashas Akev, V'ati Yisrael Ma'ashem Alekech Hashroim Le'imach Ki'im Le'yiro Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, which Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu asking from you? A little Yiro Shamayim. We know the Gemara comments in Masechtas Baruch is also Yiro Shamayim, this was a drasahi by Mesh Rabbeinu, maybe Yiro Shamayim was a small accomplishment. However, the Pasuk begins with the word Va'ata, with an ayin, and the Medrash comments, Ein Va'ata, Ela Loshen Shuva. Va'ata, now, always implies the language of tshuva. But how did Chazal see, in the language of now, the motivation or the requirement, perhaps, to do tshuva? So Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Avos Chesed that it's because, commenting on this medrash, it's because the Yetzer Hara always encourages us to push things off until tomorrow. Everybody knows in their life, it doesn't require great pishpush hamasim, great introspection, to know the things that we need to fix. Adam yedeya moras nafshoi. Everybody knows their problems. Everybody knows their shortcomings. It's no secret to us. We've known about it the whole year long. We didn't realize and wake up during Elo. The shofar is supposed to wake us up to it, but we knew before what the problems are that we need to fix. Communally, it's a little bit harder to decipher, to figure out. But internally, individually, we all know the things, that we can do better. But we push it off. We say, not now. It's not convenient. I can't do it now. Look at all the things I have going on. COVID. COVID is an excuse for everything. COVID. I can't do it now. I'll push it off. And that's how we go through the whole year. We push it off until tomorrow. That's our attitude. This kind of attitude goes all the way back to our time in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel describes Mitzrayim as Zirma Susan, Zirma Sam, but Asher Besar Chamorim Besarim. They're compared to a Sus, but also compared to a Chamor. And the Zohar HaKadosh comments that it's because the word Chamor, Oisias Ches Mem Reish, can also be rearranged to spell Machar. Because the Mitzrayim encourage us to push things off till tomorrow. We see that kind of behavior was demonstrated by Paroi. At the end of the Makkah of Tzfardea, Moshe Rabbeinu always had to assist the Egyptians in removing the Makkah that he brought. So, a few times the Torah tells us about it explicitly, but other times the Torah doesn't even mention it. The Ramban says, though, that this happened by all of the Makkahs Keseder. They only got removed because Moshe Rabbeinu brought them. They didn't dissipate on their own. Moshe Rabbeinu had to remove them. So one of the times the Torah tells us about it explicitly is after the Makkah of Tzfardea. The Moshe Rabbeinu offers to Paro. He says, you want me to remove the Makkah of Tzfardea from you? Paro asks him, too much already for us. So Paro says, Vayoyim el Mokar. It's a good idea. Thank you for your help. We'll take it tomorrow. We'll take delivery tomorrow. We'll take delivery tomorrow. We're moving the Makkah of Tzfardea. The whole house, their lives were infested by this. The people of Mitzrayim couldn't handle it anymore. The frogs were everywhere. And Paro says, I'll do it tomorrow. Come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow with the Yeshua, with the salvation? Why come back tomorrow? So Ramban explains that it's because Paro knew he was going to have to do a shtikl tshuva in order to get the Tzfardea to be removed. He was going to have to eat his words. And for that, he procrastinated until tomorrow. He pushed it off. Constantly pushing things off until tomorrow, that we can trace back already to the time, of Paro. But it's not only Paro, it's not only Mitzrayim. If you pay attention, the end of Parashas Beshalach in our war with Amalek too, we mentioned by Shalosh Shuris that Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Yeshua, so the apostle continues that it's because tomorrow we're going to have a war with Amalek. They told him to draft today for the war tomorrow. So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld writes in his Sefer Chochmas Chaim that it's because our war with Amalek is about tomorrow. That's what we're arguing about. Should we push things off till tomorrow? We all know the things we need to fix. So we push it off till tomorrow. That's when the war takes place. The war takes place not today, tomorrow. And then he brilliantly ties us into the Megillah, where, of course, we did battle with Haman, the descendants of Amalek. So if you notice, Esther invites Achashverosh and Haman to a Suda tomorrow. The Suda is always the following day. And then even when Achashverosh is victorious, and Achashverosh rewards them with a day to celebrate the Purim, what does Esther ask? She asks for not only today, I want tomorrow too. Should also be a holiday. So Joseph Chaim Zonnefeld says, you see from here, everything is about tomorrow. That's what we're arguing about. We're arguing about our attitude towards tomorrow. The Moshe says a similar thing in the Divrei Yisrael, regards to the Mark of Arba. So the pasuk says, "V'samti fudus bein ani uvein amecho machar yihyeh ha'ois hazeh." That there'll be a distinction between the Jewish community, the Egyptian community. Tomorrow you'll see this great sign. See, comments, that's the difference between the Jewish community and the Egyptian community, was their attitude towards Machar Yehiyeh Ha'is Hazeh. What's going to be with tomorrow? And therefore, in order to overcome, right, to leave Mitzrayim, we have to do it quickly. Kibachit Hazoyim, it's also me, Mitzrayim, Ushmartim Esama, Matzois, Altikri Matzois, Eva Mitzois, Mitzvah Bo Yoda, Altap Mitzena. They had to act quickly in order to get out of Mitzrayim, to understand the importance of every moment, and not to push things off until tomorrow in order to do the Akedas Yitzvah. Right? Avram Avinu had to saddle up his chamor, Vayachvish es chamoroi. He had to subdue, to overcome his chamor, Oisiyos machar. He had to overcome the impulse to push things off till tomorrow and to understand, no, we have to do it. We have to do it now. And so too, Ein Va'atel Eloshen Tshuva. That now always implies a language of tshuva, because in order for a person to do tshuva, he has to understand, I can't push it off till tomorrow. Can't procrastinate any longer. A person has to seize the moment, to live in the moment. Ein va'atel lashon tshuva. Now always implies the language of tshuva. You see a similar thing at the beginning of the parasha. The pasuk says, Atem nitzavim hayoyim kuchem. We're all standing today before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Zohar HaKadosh comments numerous times throughout Sefer Dvarim when the Torah uses the word hayoyim, that it refers to Rosh Hashanah. Hayoyim, the day is Rosh Hashanah. Why is Hayoyim Rosh Hashanah? Why is that? How do you know it's Rosh Hashanah? Hayoyim could be any day. Rosh Hashanah is one significant day. Maybe it means Leil HaSeder. How do you know it's Hayoyim means Rosh Hashanah? Perhaps it's because Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Tshuva period, and you know we can't push it off any longer. This is the Yom HaDin. You've been pushing it off the whole year long. Hayoyim, today, the day has arrived. There's no more pushing it off. It's the end of the Yom HaDin is here. You can't push it off anymore. It's about Hayoyim. In fact, Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Many Darshanim say Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim. Atem Rashi Tevis Al Toimar Mochar. There's no more pushing it off till tomorrow. In order for a person to do tshuva, he has to do it right now. We have to live in the moment. We can't procrastinate any longer. There's no secret what we need to fix. Now is the time to fix it. We can't push it off. So maybe Ein Va'atel Lashon Tshuva. That you know, now implies the language of tshuva, not only because it's teaching us you can't procrastinate any longer. We have to live, you know, in the now. It's also, you know, encouraging us or motivating us to think not about, not only not procrastinate for the future, but not to worry too much, you know, about the baggage from the past. Many times people feel bogged down. Well, I did this yesterday. I did this for so long. To change, you almost feel, we discussed over Shabbos, you feel like a phony, you feel like a fake. Yesterday, where were you? Today, all of a sudden, you're here. Whoa, welcome, you know. So that's, the Yetzer Hara encourages us. Nah, that's not you. The real you is the guy who didn't show up for the last whatever time. And you're showing up. You're faker, you're phony. So sometimes the past discourages us from changing in the future, because we get bogged down. And maybe we feel we did so much in the past. How can I possibly do tshuva over this? That's what no. Ein va'ata loshen tshuva. We can do tshuva now. Not only don't procrastinate anymore in the future, but stop, you know, worrying too much about the past. What it says in Parashas Re'eh, anochi noisim lefneichem hayoyim brachu klala. Kadosh Baruch Hu places before us today a blessing and a curse. So the Gra writes in the Divrei Elio that the pasuk is b'loshen hoyve. It really should have been b'loshen avar. Re'ein osati lefanecha hayoyim. I already placed it before you, but it's not. It's b'loshen hoyve. So Gra says, because even if a person already chose klala in the past, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts two paths before us, bracha and klala. I already chose. You chose klala. Doesn't matter anymore. That was the past. Now in the future, you can pick a different team. Before you were on the team of klala, person to pick a different team. He chooses to be on the team of bracha. And there's no impediment to a person from doing so. So maybe Ein Va'ata, Loshen Tshuva implies now is free, not only should we not procrastinate to the future, but we're free perhaps from the burdens of the past. Chazal tells us, Mesechtas Tomim, Eza hu chacham harayas anoilad. He's a wise man, a person who can anticipate others' reactions of what will occur later on during the, down the road. Which is a very good quality to have. Ezel Chacham Harayas Anoilad. One of the Talmidim of Kedushas Levi has a sefer Bas Ayin, classic Siddush sefer. So he says, no, Ezel Chacham Harayas Anoilad means who's a Chacham? a person who feels as if he's a tinok shenoy ladami, a katan shenoy ladami. He doesn't say, oh, what about yesterday? What about this? No, a chacham is a person who says, forget about all that. He's a katan shenoy ladami. He's like a new person. He doesn't have to worry about what took place before. In this period of the year, bedavka, a person is supposed to feel like, he's a new person. Hayayim haras oilam. Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world. Zikar l'yayimishan. What happened before, it doesn't matter. Not only should we not procrastinate to the future, the Yom HaDin has arrived. There's no more procrastination, but we shouldn't feel bogged down by the past either. That's also implied. The Ein Va'ata of Alosh and Tshuva. There's a fantastic sefer. We mentioned it once in the past by Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Saul's a big fan, who was first a Rav in Antwerp, later on a Rav in Tel Aviv, passed away before our Kamas Medina. So he has fantastic drushes called Drushes El Ami. So in one of his drushes he has on Slichus, so he makes a fantastic horror. He says, all the other Shalosh Regalim, we have his man of Achana. All the other Yomim Tayyim. Pesach, Shleishim Yom, Kedem Achag. Has the ramifications for Bedikas Chometz, for Bior Chometz. Erev Pesach is Mamish a Yontif. We bring the carbon Pesach before Pesach, in preparation for Pesach. Before Shavuos, 49 days of Sirus HaEmor, the Rabban writes in Parshas Emor, is like a Chol HaMoed, between Pesach and Shavuos, preparing for Kabbalah Sotera. It takes us 49 days. Before Sukkot, we have the Yomim Neirom, Yom Neirom Tshuva Meira, Sukkot is Tshuva Meyava. Before Yom HaKippurim, we have the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, but before Rosh Hashanah, there's mamish nothing. So you'll say, what are you talking about? We have the whole Chodesh Elul. We have the blowing Shofar, during Chodesh Elul. So I think those are all minhagim. From the very fact that we have so many minhagim during Chodesh Elul and Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have sikhs for so long, that actually speaks to the fact that there is a void in halacha. There's no halachas for before Rosh Hashanah. In halacha, there's a seres yimei tshuva before Pesach, mamish halachas, efshalim mayom, kodem achag, esfiras ha'emer. Before Shavuos, there's halachis about the Yom Neirom. Before Sukkot, before Rosh Hashanah, there's mamish nothing. That's why the Vedas Svarim had to add in Minhagim to kind of fill the void that existed before Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, we come in quite abruptly. In fact, the one thing that we have before every Rosh Chodesh, of Kiddush HaChodesh, benching Rosh Chodesh, we dafka don't do before Tishrei. We come into Rosh Hashanah, no one's paying attention at all. It seems like, well, why are we paying any attention? Why do we need all these Minhagim to fill a void? Why aren't there real halachis over here? Before Rosh Hashanah, to kind of show us the way, how to prepare for the Yom HaDin. Should require more preparation. So Rabbi Amiel says, no, that's exactly the point. Preparation teach us, how to bring, the past with us as we go into the future. How to prepare for this. The whole point of Rosh Hashanah is we're breaking away from the past. What happened before does not matter when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. We'll deal with it. It matters on Yom Kippur, but it doesn't matter on Rosh Hashanah. At the beginning of the tshuva period, the ikar is for a person to feel that the past is behind him. Ein va'ata lashon tshuva. All he has to think now is about what's right in front of him. That's the ikar focus. But I think there's a third part to this. Ein va'ata lashon tshuva means you can't procrastinate anymore into the future. Hayayim Rosh Hashanah, the day is arriving. It's over. There's a hard break. But also, there's a hard break from the past. You don't have to worry about all the things that happened before. A person shouldn't feel bogged down about it. Now it's time to focus on the here and now. But part of that is, Ein Va'ata Lashon Tshuva, is to appreciate what's right in front of us. That's also critical. To understand the Hoyve and to live in the moment, to appreciate the Hoyve. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Ein Danan La'adam L'fi Ma'isav Shal Ois Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, a person's only judged by his Ma'isim at that moment, as the Pasuk says by Yishmael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishmael Lekim Al Kohanar Ba'asher Hu Shom. Kadosh Baruch Hu judged Yishmael where he was at that moment. And so too, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us in Rosh Hashanah Ba'asher Hu Shom, meaning how much do we appreciate where we are now? Do we appreciate the present, the opportunity that we have before us to do tshuva? If we don't appreciate that, that's a big problem. We have to not only forget about the past and not only not worry about the future, be paralyzed by the future, but live in the moment. And a lot of times, I don't know how we could not live in the moment. We could, so many things happened this past year. We have no idea what's coming in the future. If the past year, 2 year and a half taught us anything, no one knows what can happen. Of all the predictions, we've all been proven wrong 1,000 times over. No one knows. We have to live within the moment. We have no choice. But particularly during this period of the year, we have to appreciate the tremendous opportunity we have in front of us, and if we don't, chaval adavin, then we have only compounded our guilt. The pasuk we already mentioned, pasuk in Re'eh, Kaddish Baruch Hu places us before us today a bracha and a klala. So it's bracha and klala. That's pretty okay. We can deal with those two things. However, parashas Nitzavim, this coming week's parasha, many mafarshim note that a similar pasuk, but here the stakes have been raised. It's So what was before bracha and klala, now is death and life. How did that happen? It came so much, more severe. As Meshech Chachma explains, it's because in between, in the interim, we got the mitzvah of tshuva. We learned about the mitzvah of tshuva in Parashas Nitzavim. And because the mitzvah of tshuva now is open before us, a person who squanders that opportunity to do tshuva, now his guilt is compounded, the stakes have been raised whether he likes it or not. So I believe Parashas Re'eh we read at the beginning of Chodesh Elul. Do tshuva then, it's great, the stakes aren't too high. Fantastic. But if you wait a little longer, Parshas Nitzavim, already we're holding by Rosh Hashanah, now the stakes are much higher. Because the opportunity, Hashem is making Himself present before us, Dir Shu Hashem Behima Tzvai, if we ignore HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocking at our door, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shaarei Teshuvah, so what bigger insult to the Ribbono Shel Olam can there possibly be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing Himself to us. How can we not appreciate that great opportunity? Ein Va'ata Rosh Teshuvah, not only don't procrastinate, don't worry about the past, don't get bogged down by the past, stop having anxiety about that, but we have to appreciate what's sitting right in front of us. And the sooner a person appreciates that, the better his chances are. Mar says in Rosh Hashanah that Rosh Hashanah will all judge the basis for Nisana Teikif, will all judge Kivnei Moron. What does it mean, Kivnei Moron? We mentioned before, once in the past, that there are three pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat in the Gemara is Kivnei Imrona. That's how we pass it. And in the Nisana Teikif, that it means like sheep passing before a roya. Kiroya Edroy. That's one pshat in the Gemara. There's another pshat in the Gemara, Kamilo's base Moron. Like people are sending they're going up a winding path along the side of a mountain. It's very narrow. They can only go up one by one. That's what it means. We're ascending the side of a mountain. The other pshat in the Gemara is no kechayolos beis David, like soldiers who go out to war, that they march single file. Interestingly, all three possibilities, all single file. Everyone's going alone. The sheep, tachas, underneath the staff of the roya, being counted for ma'aseh behema, or those ascending the side of the mountain, or the soldiers going out to battle, everyone's marching one by one, single file. So Pinchas explains in such a powerful way that it's because Rosh Hashanah were all judged in single file. A, because everyone is an individual, loved individually by the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just because he's part of the collective, everybody's a personal relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But also, we're being judged, and everybody has their own personal challenges. And whether success for one person is failure for somebody else, what's failure for one person is success for somebody else. Everybody is judged differently. And more than that, everybody has their own unique mission, which they can contribute. Everyone is beloved, everyone has their own circumstances, and everyone has their own unique mission that only they, as individuals, can accomplish. That's why we're judged in single file. However, Mitzvah Blaza writes in the Sefer Koyach Vayor, since we're all judged in single file, that means that there's a line. There's a line. It can only come in one at a time. And a line means that there's people in the front of the line, people in the back of the line. Rabbi said, we're all Yidden. No one here stands. No one here likes to be in the back of the line. It's genetic. You have to get to the front of the line. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, it's not Stam, to be at the front of the line. You have a better chance of being judged positively in Rosh Hashanah if you're at the front of the line than if you're at the back of the line. And the Gemara compares it to die in a bus of Edom. And this is true. They studied this in Colombia. There's studies of it. It was published. I think I'm correct. That if you are up for parole, or your din Torah is coming, your din in the Mishpat is coming before a die in a bus of Edom, you have a much better chance of being acquitted earlier in the day, after a meal when the bellies are full, as opposed to later in the day, when everyone's hungry and everyone wants to get home. Everyone loses their patience as the day goes on. So too, the Gemara says, Lahavdil, the same as by the Ribbono Shel Olam. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu loses his patience. The beginning of the day, Kaviyah Gemara makes this comparison. The beginning of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu has a little bit more patience. So it's better to be at the head of the line, and a line is already forming for the Yom Adin. So perhaps that's why we say the Slichas, B'maytze menucha kidamnucha tchila. We're already coming right away, Motzei Shabbos, the earliest possible moment to begin saying slichas, because we want to get at the front of the line to do tshuva, premium tshuva, tshuva, not the economy tshuva, we want to do tshuva, first class tshuva, right away. at the earliest possible opportunity. Amir Hashem, if we don't get bogged down by the past, we don't procrastinate to the future. And Va'ata Loshen Shuv, we appreciate the opportunity that's right in front of us. Kadosh Baruch Hu should inscribe us all. Fatsi with favor and give the best.
No, sir. Shalom Aleichem. Ma Nishma.